Shalom, everyone, and good morning. I know some of you may not even be in your very own places. You might be in a motel room, a hotel room. I talked yesterday with my little great-granddaughter's mother, Aubrey, and they're there in all bundled up. They don't have any electricity, and they cut ice out of the swimming pool for some water, not to drink, but for other purposes, so praise the Lord. A lot of things are happening that are really, I believe, end of days signs. And praise God, that means hallelujah. If you're almost at the end of the 6 days, you're just about to go into that seventh day, the great millennium on earth and us being in heaven and ruling over earth from the heavenlies. Oh, all kinds of wonderful, marvelous things are happening. And we have signs of the times, and the signs of the times that God gave us and gave us ever since the days of Joel were that there would be dreams and visions and supernatural things. He said to us in the New Testament, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. Well, if they're not carnal, what are they? Carnal means flesh, body-ruled, chili con carne, meat. They're not carnal. They're not of the flesh, so they're of the spirit realm, and therefore they are supernatural, and they are supernatural from the God side of the supernatural. So we've been very blessed on this phone call to have some supernatural things happening. Now, one of the a couple that I came into contact with when I was first baptized with the Holy Spirit, in fact, in the very meeting where Kenneth Hagin was speaking, was this wonderful couple, Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin. They pastored a church at that time in Pasadena, Texas. And Brother Hagin said, Howard Carter said, their church operated in the gifts of the Spirit. And remember, the Holy Spirit gave us these gifts. They're for us to use. They're for us to have manifesting. At the minister's conference in January, this is what the Lord led me to speak about. And I, in fact, read this very account. In their church, they very much appreciated the gifts of the Spirit, and they had order because Dr. Goodwin, Brother Goodwin, taught them how to have order. We have some books about their ministry. One of them is A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence by Joe Jordan, and then we have another one. If you'd like to read about the things that happened there, I've been reading about it because I believe they should be happening now in our church services and in our lives. These gifts of the Spirit, I had a vision one time that they were going to operate in the way God designed them to before we left this earth. Now, this was a case, bless the Lord, of a Mrs. King. Now, this was an unusual manifestation of the Spirit, but we've been having it. So first I want to read you about Mrs. King. Ron Smith, who was associate pastor there and also a prophet. There was a lady in our church who had come from the Catholic Church. She knew virtually nothing about the Bible. Yet God began to speak scripture references to her spirit. She said that sometimes she didn't even know that the book was in the Bible. Therefore, she would go to the index to find it. Once she found it and read it, though, there would be great significance. It would pertain exactly to that which was happening in the service at that moment. This kept happening, and she went to the Goodwins about it. In their spiritual wisdom, they realized that perhaps God was birthing a ministry. Dad Goodwin told her to check it out a few more times, and if there continued to be a confirmation of it, then to stand up, raise her hand, he would recognize her, and speak out the scripture reference. It proved to be a tremendous ministry and blessing to the church for many years. I doubt if most pastors would have perceived the potential ministry, and therefore it would never have blossomed. Her name was Mrs. King. I can see her standing in the church near the back, on the left side, facing the podium. She was a quiet, unassuming woman, and other than the unusual gifts she possessed, she would have been unnoticed in a congregation. However, when she stood up and Dad recognized her, those of us who knew what was coming immediately got pen and paper ready. This ministry was awesome. The word of Scripture would set the tone or set the course for the meeting. The working of the gift was incredible. She would minister in a tongue chosen by the Holy Spirit, in what Paul describes as unknown to us, but certainly not unknown to the Holy Ghost. Then she would speak forth the particular verses that the Lord wanted manifested for that occasion. I still have my old tattered Scofield Bible with markings of the ministries that God so indelibly etched into our spirits and minds. But this ministry of Mrs. King still has me in awe. One particular instance is dated in my Bible as 4:22-73. Dad had announced his text as 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. At that precise moment, Mrs. King stood up, was recognized, and spoke out. Job 22, verses 21, 24, 25, the first 13 words of verse 28, and the last 11 words of Job 23:10. Then she sat down. Well, as Dad read what the Holy Spirit gave through Mrs. King, the power of God fell, and in fact, my wife and I received a financial answer through this move of the Holy Ghost. Let me recap what these scriptures, placed in the order the Holy Ghost gave them, what they state. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. When he hath tried me, I shall bring forth as gold. He merely announced his scripture. He was going to preach, of course, on, Beloved, I wish above all things you may prosper and be in health. And immediately the Holy Ghost came in with these phrases. Mrs. King wasn't familiar with what Job said, but as they wrote it down, they were spoken to by God. Now, I have been thrilled that that is happening with our brother Max. Glory to God. We have noticed, and he has prayer times in the morning, and he says that the Lord has been waking him up about 4:30 in the morning, and in an audible voice, the Lord has been doing with brother Max just exactly what he did with Mrs. King. So we see we're not out on a limb here. We have proven ministries that this has happened. I knew Papa Mama Goodwin personally, oh, so well. Now, on Monday, February 8th, now again, Max, he's been born again. I've forgotten how many years it is now. But how many?
10 years.
He knows the Bible in what he's been studying since, but I don't think he's been, like, so much studying in the Old Testament. I don't think maybe a lot of people would be familiar with some of these verses. I have been familiar with some of the ones God gave him, but some are just clear out of the blue. To me, I couldn't tell you what they said until we looked them up. Now, Max, I don't think he's known what a one of them said until he looked it up. On February 8th, Monday, the Lord said, 2 Chronicles 20:17. Audible. Here it is. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Take up your positions, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord Jehovah with you. O Yehuda and Yerushalayim, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. On February 11 and February 13, the Lord spoke to him, Isaiah 41:11. I could not have told you what this said, but I'm well familiar with the passage it came from when I looked it up. Here it is, Isaiah 41:11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confused. They shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. I use that scripture to teach that Israel's enemies will be destroyed. Those nations that are against Israel will be destroyed. Now, on Tuesday, February 16, that was yesterday, the Lord gave him another one that I would not know, and he did not know until he looked it up. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies. Hallelujah. And then yesterday, God gave him another scripture, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. This one I would have known. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord Jehovah shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Oh, hallelujah, blessed be his name. Oh, how marvelous that in these days and in these times, God, one day, remember, he gave me the scripture, Isaiah 28:11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. He's been speaking to us. And even Max and I, as we've looked back, especially at Sundays a week ago and Wednesdays a week ago, we saw that he was speaking concerning the things that have to do with our government, that have to do with our president. And praise God, hallelujah. Oh, how wondrous. You know, there's a scripture, Isaiah 33, and it's in a passage that talks about judgments, but it said, I will keep him in perfect peace. The words there, shalom, shalom. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on me. I was talking with someone yesterday, and clearly they've been watching the news and clearly angry at it, angry. And I do believe in righteous wrath. But I tell you, folks, oh, my Jesus, these words that God is giving us, this speaking to our spirit, this giving us scripture is such a blessing. Praying in the Holy Ghost, knowing that I, Billy Brim, don't have to figure out all what for God to do. I'm studying, you know, for our next class, the book of Ephesians, and that book of Ephesians is the height, the epitome of the glorious church. And over and over and over it says, according to his will, according to his purpose, according to his plan, we know that God has a plan for us. And God has a plan for the United States of America. And that's what we're going to pray about. Now, before we start praying, I want to announce now, the roads to Prayer Mountain are not safe. So we will not have a meeting out there at noon today. I'm sure they'll put up something for people to watch on video, but let's have a prayer meeting right here like we're doing right now. Call back in at noon, and you probably need to get on the line a little earlier so that you won't get kicked off. I tuned in at a little bit late today. I normally get on at 10 till. I got on at about 9 and a half minutes till. There were already 230 of you on the line. I'm quite sure we've kept off again at 1,000. And we are working on something to give us a greater capacity. But thank God for you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we don't have to look at things in the natural. That you've even said to us, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds. Oh, how wondrous it is. Lord, I know that peace. I know that peace. I realized on the phone call yesterday with that dear lady that even the things that she was speaking about and I knew were happening, oh, God, my heart is fixed on you. My heart is fixed on you, dear, wonderful, glorious Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise your name and praise you by the shed blood of Jesus. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we on this line are brand new creations. Hallelujah. We are men and women that you live inside. We are men and women who've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and seated at your side. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. And now we're obeying you. You told us, first of all, before we pray for anything else, to pray for all men by the way of the avenue of praying for their leaders, kings, presidents, prime ministers, ministers, cabinet members, governors, mayors. Lord, I don't know the answers. But I know the one who does, and I know the one who has plans. And you always speak to us about the victory. So, Holy One of Israel now, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, all these 1,000 people, open thine ears to their tongues, Lord. Give them utterance within. The words to say that you may bring answers to men. Oh, how we adore you, even while we implore you. Utterance on earth, words that are of worth, give us now to speak. Oh, Frande. Oh, Frande, Mishkiano. Selepato nika handi di bacio. Lolepano nika la pucha shita nuba buya nangi. Buya nangi fanto honya mara na galatito. She frato sande. C'è fronte sondo il fico l'onde li compra. Le ritorno di ca, anima cora macaia. E sono cora macchi. E li vaho, asita con l'ande. Asita con l'ande cagne nico a ogni vita si le bor manghisonde. Maghi shon dei palenuca le baciono vrete di bangiolo nonie. Sottambri caco frenini maciova la bagliando le gombrate. Istiano pacchi necolandi. Scefrato, scefrato, scefrato. Aito sande, e ne mangalo monde, che le macaia ne veccio. Jonie Vaca, Jonie Nico. Malati, Malati, Tondini Kaha. Obalia Danye. Obalia Dande. Enemaro Dishka Dande. Fakolemi Kaha. Ne. Palitorska. Lolibanjerto Vanje Niko. Ayo Tanye Vesoto do Mangili Dora Mako. Mejuta, Mejuta, Mejuta. Blebrondeli macchiando lo cole mi caladoria ma caladino non gabi. Le lepora ma caia Nicola Dondi di ma caladino non calaballito. Gheili maco, handili bo. Oh, palanico, palanico, palanico. Shefra. Shefrania. Shefrania pe ma lo ne. Alubali danyo nikabo. Alubani na le kora makahalito donye nikalo deshke. Shofrana. Shofrana mia tonde li bacio. No kalamara makala dinyo nika. Lele dora maha niko la vicio e me la goria mangi ili vandora mashita le dombe kano ki la tanye. Malotora. Malotora frinda la mochi ni kalaba gende di vasco e le baronion de vasco nika. Lele paro nika la donye ni kalabali donye i geni makara di shoho la manye. E le barato scende le basco dovre Nicolo. Oh, Shanaba. Oh, Shanaba Kilo. Oh, Shanaba. Maria Sutta, Maria T. La Lodonie Vico. O Paletisco Donne Nicola e Marie. E sotto l'ombrito non cubre il mango la mesco d'ogni di calabarito lo do la macchia di calaballito. Elevato, elevato, elevato. Che prano, che prano, fritascio ne calaballatino ne calaballabaggiadagne e toro passita l'anne a paccole d'agnene co. Oh, sceto sabre, sceto sabre mia. Mastionoki la balaha la bagna in o cole beciuta, sce de galabatonde, de galabaha la macende. Castiato, castiato. Cole varabatticcio, ergo scende, ergo baracatagno, ne cole betaglio de vrette, de cosciande de capalitonie. Castiba, castiba lo tetie. Isciato la debra, isciato to debra bico. Isciato to debra pa, noki. Bisciote bagno nica la bali dos cadavre me cola disco. Me cola disco dani virto. Dani virto mani nicola bellato e le maniote bratisco. Bello d'ora ma caiano con la mahagna e con la disco. Lele la torra dalle digno no calabale digno nom. Lele barana cohole macali andò le bascede ma la buona nica. E le bora mai non non di braba. O le basco franie con la di braha. Ini mersto la baglia andor gabbaia na con la baccaia na con la baccaia. Oh. 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 Oh.
Makito. Pali tanti. Pali tanti fattote de ga age donne vito lo sabratisco. Ostiano mikala do Britannia ni ga babaletisco donne mikala balati jana kahashita. Esha tora mako latifa basho tele marion debre basuta. Pasuta frende di boschi di brandolo gobalatisca dobre macala digno no cobre dala digno. Jato la paha nico frete. Ili basciute le misca adori macala divra mocala dingiolo gobre. Lile tora ma igno cambre disco danie micolo doma. Nicola dobre mia. Nicola dobra mia frote mi sando ganger. Je te paio no capalatisco don vaha, ne se te paluto tu boa. Leto mia. Leto mia fra. Yes, Sato. Che ne ma volevaro to scelte le comprati a sopra Nicolo Brete. Dicendo macalito. E ne maca ha. No te vita lo bradisco. Dice da ba, ciò ti decalatito lo gombi calo. Nelle barion deve pure affrante il laboliato lo gombre chitato. Se fatto nica pa lo te digna nica la versione. Shana vahala ba, no kidaka. Leto, lelotanye. Alabicho te, frato si malatisco, danye fer. Neko pa isuto makito vrete li bacione. Lola paia no kidi baciuta. Lolo cabriccione belle papara il pa opi anian dove. Anie dove macala e tanto gohambala ti socora macahala bacito. Colibatoto frende Nicola da sciotene. Le marahaiana caiandele sito. Lala makai anakai anakando. Vieni le ha-ha, lavalo pora minia. Lele la toro paliandora. Tieni basso ti la bigna. Che le basso ti andoro. Le moratisco niente. Le tu savigna, le marotara, le maroti, cariando via. Le tanda via. Le po' di sato fa Nicola Mace. Sono vesciuta. Sono vesciuta meluta Nicola Baci. La schiona, me tota. Lastione me tota palitoti. Calavecciando malessiato. Malessiato vina. Malessiato vina mi cota. Mi cota, mi cota. Lili pacion di ba, io t'avi mosita. Shever sito lo dobri macula nicolo besca. Mestiato. Mestiato fatignone. Fatignone ma leto isha. Belissato ma con le beccio. Con le beccio fre i sano. Malatunia na nakara ma caladino na havatito. I calamacete. I calamacete fronda. Fedi bassote. Te di bassote, te di battino. Malatisco d'avre, enfero noginia. Enfero noginia prate, ijunda, ijunda, ijunda. Loma sita, loma sita. E calavace, e calavaccione, e va la calle. Son del macio. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Father, that we can, when we know not how to pray as we ought, the precious gift from God of the Holy Spirit, the one that our Lord Jesus Christ said he's going to pray and you would send. You sent him. And we're so thankful for much, much, much. But we are very, very thankful, Lord. Hallelujah. For the right to pray and the utterance to pray when we don't know how to pray. Dear Brother Max, have you received anything?
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. My way. Three times. My way. Three times. It's here, or it is here, three times. 7 days away, one time. Knees will bow,
oh.
7 times.
Oh.
Devil
oh.
is a liar. 3 times. Victory on earth. 3 times. Then drink. 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 3 times. Then after that, drink my water. We heard this a long time ago in the earlier prayer. Drink my water.
On one of the earliest ones.
Yes. Drink my water 3 times. I am your king 7 times.
Hallelujah.
They have one more chance. 1 time. Bring them peace. 1 time.
Bring the R-I-N-G.
Yes. Them peace. 1 time. The peace Jesus gives. 1 time. fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit. Two times. Goodness. Three times. Goodness. 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 We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit three times. And after that, His perfect peace.
What was that again?
His perfect peace. His perfect peace.
Three times?
Three times. One body. Seven times.
Hallelujah.
One mind. Seven times. He cares for you.
Yes, He does.
Three times.
He cares for you.
Your burdens over to me.
Oh.
Your burdens over to me. That was three times. Lord gives strength one time.
Give or gives?
Gives strength one time. Bless His people. He blesses us three times. Bless His people.
How many times?
Three times. His awesome power. His awesome power. Now listen to this
times?
Seven times.
How many times?
Three times. Three.
Okay.
Now listen to this seven times. Thunderstorm. Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm.
He, oh my goodness, I'm thinking about where that is in the Bible. He thunders. And it's connected with glory, and it's connected with judgment. The voice of the Lord thunders. I'll have to look that up. And by noon prayer today, when we call back in, I will have looked that scripture up. Thunderstorm seven times.
Seven times. Those who trust in Him three times. Those who trust in Him. Be in peace. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. Be in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. Guard your hearts. Your hearts. Sorry. Guard your hearts. Three times. God will guard us three times. And then after that, the interpretation I heard from you seven times again, says God seven times. Says God. That's a confirming. says God. Seven
what
times.
What was the first word? What was the first?
Says God. S-A-Y-S.
Okay. Says God.
Seven times. Yeah. Seven times.
Hallelujah.
Worth rejoicing.
What was the first word?
Worth. W-O-R-T-H.
Worth rejoicing.
Worth rejoicing. Three times. Followers of me. Three times. Then after that, he said, God Almighty. Three times. One time gives us peace and joy. Gives us peace and joy. One time. Turn from evil. Three times. Turn from evil. Seek him. Three times. Listen to what God says.
Hallelujah.
He's telling us to listen.
That's right.
Listen to what God says.
How many times?
Three times. Nothing make him stumble. S-T-U-M-B-L-E. One time. Nothing make him stumble.
One time?
One time. After that, government. Government, two times.
Was that more than one government, plural?
Yes. Government.
Two times? Two times.
Two times. On his shoulders.
Oh, my.
On his shoulders.
How many times?
Three times. And after that, mighty God, seven times. Oh,
mighty
sorry,
God.
Mighty. Yeah, mighty came three times, then God seven times. That's how I wrote it down. So you said mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, then God, 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 God. Mighty God, and then God after that, seven times. Here it comes again. Victory, seven times.
Hallelujah.
Accomplished.
Wow.
One time. Yes, wow is right. Thank you, Lord. Accomplished.
Hallelujah.
One time. My glory in my nation, my glory three times in my nation, more than one nation.
In my nations.
More than one nation.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. It is now.
Hallelujah.
It is now. I am your God. three times. I am coming. One time. And stopped right there. Now I'm going to go back to, I am going to go back to it is now. It is now three times. Sorry, Quinn is asking me because she's writing him down too. Yesterday when he told me audibly, he said, it is now. Remember when we were talking on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yesterday when God gave you Isaiah 60, verse 1, and Deuteronomy 20, verse 4.
Yes.
The Lord said to you, I wrote it down, it's my time, it is my way, it is my glory to do the work for you and the church. It is now until brim.
Yes.
That's what the Lord said to you audibly. Whenever the Lord tells him to tell me, I know it's so that you, the company that joins together, and really the Lord has spoken to me about it being a company and a host, an army. Might talk a little more about that at noon. And that I am in a position of command because he anointed me to be that. He appointed and anointed me to raise up Prayer Mountain, and he was going to raise up an air prayer force. So he's done it. There are many companies, and you may be part of more than one, but if you're on this 8 o'clock call, I know you're a part of this one and will be a part of the one. So the Lord did say that yesterday. It is now.
Yes.
Until brim. To me, some of these things are so. All of them. Anything God says is powerful. I wanted to ask you a question. Whenever the song comes, do you interpret that too, or is that just praising in the Spirit?
That's praising in the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I heard glory when you I should have wrote that down. It's a good question. Trying to keep up with the writing. But I heard glory. I heard victory. I heard rejoicing.
In the song. Mm-hmm.
In the song, yes.
Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, the singing, the praising is just praising and singing. Not just that, but it is that and doesn't need to be translated. But here is what I have. And I'm checking this back with you to make sure I got it right. Because I do want to pay attention to this. I do want to pray over it.
Yeah.
My way, three times. It is here, three times. 7 days away, knees will bow. 7 days away, one time, knees will bow seven times.
Yes.
Devil is a liar, three times. Victory on earth, three times. Drink, three times. Drink my water, three times. I am your king, seven times. They have one more chance, one time.
One time.
Bring them peace, the peace Jesus gives. All of those are one time. I think they go together. They have one more chance. Bring them peace, the peace that Jesus gives. What peace did Jesus give? Peace, shalom, comes from the root word shalim, which means whole. Romans 5:1, I believe it is, without looking it up. He brought us peace with God. Man was broken off from God. But with Jesus coming, providing what he did, then we can become one with God, one with him. There's somebody that God has been giving them chances to to accept the peace that Jesus gives. And he's giving them one more chance.
Yes.
Bring them peace, the peace that Jesus gives. They're getting one more chance. I'm sure he knows every person who's cheated, lied, been a part of something to hurt this nation. And he's been giving them a chance to repent, to tell what they did, and get it right. And some of them have probably done it. But he's giving one more chance to some of them. But it sounds like just one more before he brings about whatever he's bringing about.
Yes.
Then fruit of the Spirit 2 times, goodness 3 times. Of course goodness is a fruit of the Spirit. And evil is not. So he's giving them a chance to repent and to move over into the fruit of the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit 3 times. His perfect peace 3 times. Remember that scripture I quoted out of Isaiah 33? I will keep him in shalom, shalom, perfect peace.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's a quoting of that. One body, 7 times. One mind, 7 times. Of course, we're the spiritual body of Christ. And that spiritual body of Christ has the mind of Christ. And right here, in this interpretation, in those scripture references, he's giving us his mind. Jesus Christ has made unto us righteousness. We have the mind of Christ. Those scriptures are very close together in the Bible. He cares for you 3 times. Your burdens over to me 3 times. That's telling us, don't worry about things.
Yes.
Roll it over on him.
Yes.
Let him carry it. Your burdens over to me. Roll them over on him. Give them to him. Lord gives strength. Blesses his people. His awesome power. Thunderstorm. Now I'm going to look that up. His judgments are always likened to whirlwinds, storms, and particularly it speaks of thunder. I'm going to look that up and I'll have it ready for you on the noon prayer. Those who trust in him 3 times. Be in peace. Shalom. The peace that comes from being whole. Guard your hearts. To me that says don't let anything that's going on in the world enter your heart. Don't let worry, fear. What's the very next line? God will guard us.
Yes, amen.
God will guard us.
Says
God 7 times. Worth rejoicing. Hallelujah. Followers of me 3 times. God Almighty 3 times. Give us shalom and joy. Turn from evil 3 times. Turn from it. I think that don't even listen to it.
Yeah.
Seek him 3 times. Now, get this. Of course, don't listen to it. Listen to what God says. Number one, what God says in his written word. And two, what he says to your own heart. And three, what he's saying to us, he wants us to listen to what he says to us when he gives us these tongues and interpretation. I believe this is God speaking. And
yes.
He's not just doing it for us to ignore. Listen to what God says 3 times. Nothing make him stumble. Who do you think that him is, Max?
I'm sorry?
Nothing make him stumble. Who do you think that is he's talking about?
I think he's talking about the president.
Okay.
And and God himself too. Nothing make him stumble. But he's not going to stumble. And what he's doing right now is not going to get him to be stumbled.
I see. So maybe these all are speaking to him. Seek him. Listen to what God says. Nothing make him stumble. Governments on his shoulders.
I believe that.
Because he moves right into governments. Yeah, yeah. I believe that's right. Nothing make the government stumble.
And what I saw when I heard this word in the interpretation, what I saw, both nations, our nation and Israel.
Two governments.
Two governments, yes.
Mm-hmm.
On his shoulders.
On his shoulders, three times. Mm-hmm. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, three times. And then God, seven times.
Seven times.
Victory, seven times. Accomplished, one time. My glory, three times in my nations. And again, mm-hmm. I think you probably think it's two, right?
Yes.
Israel and the United States.
Israel, the United States.
It is now three times. I am your God three times. I am coming. Were all those right? Did I get them down all right?
Yeah, you got them all right. And I
anything
also,
you want to add?
Well, what I sense on the last one here, I am coming. I don't think he's speaking about he's coming for his second coming. I believe he's speaking about he is coming, like he is his glory on earth, and he is coming, and he is doing it.
I do. Praise God.
Praise God.
So is there anything you need to add, or we'll wait until the noon hour?
Wait until the noon hour.
All right. So we'll be back here at 12 noon. Wednesday is really our prayer day. And that's the day they had all that prayer movement, that big prayer movement that brought in one of the awakenings, Wednesdays. So we will be back here at this same number at 12 noon today. Shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom.